Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Happy Monday. Are we going to have fun this week or what?
Oh, you know it.
Oh, yeah.
Or what?
What happened to our 1 minute?
It went away. A minute went by, and then it was.
Wow, all right.
It was time.
See, morning,
Vinny, life is going by fast. You got to keep up. Even minutes seem faster than they used to.
Yeah, that doesn't. But okay.
So, how are you?
Good. I had a good weekend.
Good.
How about you?
Oh, you went out too.
Let's tell us everything. You partied.
We did. It was, it's that thing where you have the absolute best of intentions, and then the next morning you wake up and examine everything you did and go, well, drinking doesn't help anything. We did. We went out for John's birthday, and it was, there were some listeners at the restaurant, so hello to them. Very sweet, and said hello as we were getting on our bikes to leave. Everyone tried to be super good and had their masks on, and, you know, 10 people who I trust, and we'll see what happens with that. But yeah, it's funny. I woke up on Sunday and thought, you know, there are worse decisions, but I don't know where they are. It's just, oh man, Vinny, you throw a little alcohol in and
I don't
Damn
understand.
It.
Tell me the story. Tell me the juicy stuff. You're not telling us the good
parts.
Oh,
there's nothing juicy. I mean, we just had a fun dinner, and
you sound like you woke up with regrets. What did you do?
Well, I drank. So I always wake up with regrets the day after. You know how that is, right?
Did the masks disappear? Do you feel like, well, that all
exposed
ourselves greatly?
They didn't. They absolutely didn't disappear. And we tried to be. Look, it was only, I think, 2 hours. We had our own section, but then there you are within the section with people that you know well. Like, it was our 10 best friends. Mm-hmm. And I actually feel pretty confident about the way that most of them isolate, especially there's a few people in there who, like, I couldn't even believe that they came, because I'm like, they go nowhere. Mm-hmm. But everyone was decent about their masks. Unfortunately, those have to come off to put stuff in your mouth.
And drink.
All the things that go in your mouth.
And the drinking,
Vin.
Right.
But we had, we were all, you know, I don't know. So that was my rub yesterday all day. I think, you know, I wish that I could be a perfect person, but I'm not. But now I feel like I give a lot of people that I know poop about how they behave in their day-to-day life, and like, I'm no better. So, whatever. Fingers crossed, we'll all be fine.
Right.
Right?
Well, I don't really understand that. It doesn't sound like anything happened. I don't even know what you're beating yourself up about.
Well, what happened was that we had drinks and things got looser than they should have.
Oh, all right.
That's all. Nobody made out or anything, you know.
All right.
But it was... Actually, I will say this. Hooman is a... he's an instigator, is what he is. Because we were all trying to stay kind of separate and... Not really, but you know, we had the masks on and do the thing. And then Hooman's like, group photo, group photo. And then as I look back at the group photos, I'm like, we're all standing right next to each other. I mean, we're all... Our mouths are facing in the same direction, but...
I could have sworn, and I did see that picture, and I could have sworn there were a couple missing masks, but maybe that was just for the photo.
Oh, were there? I don't know. Maybe it was for the photo.
I don't know.
I don't know. I only look at myself in photos,
what?
You know.
Yeah. Is that right?
Well, I don't know. If you don't look at yourself first in every photo, you don't notice, the first thing I look at is my neck in every photo. And then are there other people in there? I wouldn't know. Let me see if I can find the pictures. I'll never be able to find them. Whatever. I'm sure there were people with their masks off. But it's just, you know, there you are in whatever state of dress or undress, mask or unmask you are. And there's Hooman yelling at you to get this photo going. But I will say that if it wasn't for Hooman, there would be no group photos ever.
It would ever occur to me. You've encouraged that so much. I feel like he believes that's his job. Like he doesn't.
Oh, he runs the show. I actually, on Saturday as we're getting ready, I thought I got to get a game together that Hooman can. And I didn't do like a game. I just put pieces of paper on the table. Next to, by the way, a bottle of Purell and some pens. Purell was on both tables. I tried to be good. So, and I basically wrote something about John at the top, and then said, "Everybody write down something about John," and then. Hooman went through and read the cute ones, and because I knew Hooman would want something to do, and if he doesn't have something, then he starts thinking about what his next party is going to be. Oh, where could I go instead of being here?
You know, I don't even see where you posted that picture, so I don't
posted
even know where
picture?
I saw that thing. Where did I see that?
I didn't post any pictures from it. I assumed that if you saw it, Hooman posted it.
Oh,
so maybe
that's where it got posted. Okay. Yeah. All right. Well, that's good.
He definitely put some stuff up on his story that I started looking at, and I went, I don't even want to look at that. Because, you know, I get that anxiety, the hangover, that seems like everyone I know drinks and goes crazy. And then the next day, they have no regrets. They don't worry about it. Like, I thought as I got older that I would just be like, just another one of those nights.
It doesn't sound like there's much to regret, though, Sarah. It doesn't seem like
I had fun.
You,
I regret that.
I'm telling you, we're listening to you, and I'm waiting for the shoe to drop. Like,
right.
What are you even talking about? It doesn't sound like anything happened.
Well, I know I had fun, so I must have done something wrong. That seems, you know, that's my anxiety.
All right.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Yesterday was a very quiet day at my house.
You spent the day feeling bad, right?
Yeah. Well, and
beating
so when
yourself
I,
up for no reason.
There's reasons. I just, you know, however many of them I drank, those are the reasons. But we watched football all day, and we reheated some soup from the other night, so that was delish. And I finished the first book in the trilogy I'm reading, The Three Body Problem, which is going to be a Netflix show pretty soon.
It's
really
good.
It's definitely not for everyone. It's a sci-fi thing. It's like super about physics.
Wait,
and they
hold
explain
on.
Stuff about
so
it.
Does that mean you plowed through the new Galbraith book?
No, I haven't started it yet.
Oh, I was going to say, that's what I was just saying the other day. The way you plow through stuff, you'll go through nothing and then you go, oh,
yeah, but I'm in the middle
books.
Of this book. I mean, I know I do. I read all the time, but I'm in the middle of a thing. So I'm going to finish that before. The Galbraith book is long and I want to read the last one before I start this new one. I just know I'm going to read it and it's going to be over and then I'm going to be sad.
All right.
Like my book hangover.
Sheesh, you really are a Monday, aren't you? You're just a Monday, a walking Monday.
I am, sorry. I'm a walking Monday.
But
right. I'm here. Look, I'm here. I'm determined to have fun.
Okay.
I think this is going to be a great week. I can already feel it. I feel pretty jazzed. So.
Well, I actually looked at my calendar because usually, you know, we as we go through our days, everything is sort of like, what's material for the show, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's just the way it is. It's always, I mean,
yes.
Every single thing you do is like
right.
Either part of the show or I can't share that or
right.
That's stupid and boring. I'm not
it gets categorized
that.
Absolutely
right. So anyway, I looked at my calendar and went, God, I don't even know what I did on Friday. So I guess nothing happened that day
Friday,
and I even looked at my pictures and went, I don't even have any pictures of anything that happened Saturday. Though we did We hit the beach as a family.
Oh.
And it turned out way more crowded than we would have liked. It, oh. And you know what? This weekend was sneaky hot. Like, I don't...
It
I know,
was!
I know after that heat wave we had, it's almost impossible to say anything's hot anymore.
I
mean, if we're capable of 110 anywhere in the
then
Bay
90
Area...
Shouldn't then shouldn't be a bother.
Right. Then it feels like, you know, we were 95 or something here, and I just thought, what is going on? This is... Anyway, we hit the beach, and it was really fun and nice, and the kids played in the water, and watching kids play at the beach and just speed around, kicking up sand, and running to the water, and then getting the, you know what, scared out of them, and running away, and two little girls scream. You know, there's something about that little girl scream that is just, first of all, it's effortless, but it's also, like, it's pure joy, like that, yeah. Ah! You know, like, I don't know how to, it's just
there's,
really.
There's just nothing like a happy kid. There's,
yeah, it's really
it's so,
fun.
It make you, how can you be a jerk when there's a happy kid around?
Right. So we had tons of fun. And then the missus pulls out, you know, we have a few of those little speakers that connect to your phone.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, portable speakers.
Sure,
so
yeah,
she
yeah.
pulls that out, starts playing music. And there's a diapered kid and a kid in a bikini, soaking wet, full of sand, dancing.
Oh.
And the people around, I guess the neighbors, you know, they're 20 feet away or whatever. And my kid's waving and dancing. I'm like, oh, my God. This is so cute. It's so cute.
How nice that you had a great moment like that. That's
it was
awesome.
Really, really fun. So we, you know, we did that and we, I don't know, we came home and made some dinner. And you know what I ended up watching?
What?
Do you remember a show called Twin Peaks?
Yes.
Did you watch it all?
I did not.
Me neither. So I remember it being this thing, like yes. One of those, you know, it took over the...
Yeah, definitely the, cult following.
Right,
that
right,
was,
right.
That was totally a thing. A lot of people reference it. And...
Right. So I just decided to push play on that because I, you know, knew one of us was going to fall asleep the first 5 minutes anyway. So mm-hmm. Let's try this. The overacting is disturbing. Like, you just go, Jesus, the director just wanted them, like, clearly gave them a pass. Go over the top, and I won't edit that out. And they just, the actors are ridiculous. So I've watched two episodes. I don't know if I'm going to stay. The little town and all this stuff is really fun to watch, but the overacting from a few of those characters, I just went, If I know this is early days, maybe it'll mellow out. But
well, that's the thing is, you know, because that's the first stuff that they ever shot. They don't know who these characters are. Like if you go back, even your very favorite shows, when you go back and watch the first couple episodes, it's like, what the hell is this? How did I ever stick on this?
Right. Well, that's kind of where I went with it was by the middle of the second episode, I just went, Jesus. I don't know if I can handle this. The high school kid and his overacting and the young lady friend who's also crying and you're just, and then the mom. I mean, I don't know.
I don't know any of these people. You'll have to let me know if I should, you know, there's certainly enough seasons of that. That would be a good one to binge.
Yeah.
Every place I go though, someone's got some show that I got to watch. Like the Emmys happened over the weekend, Vin. So I'm going to tell you about this show that I've heard so many people have said, watch. I'm going to call it Schmidt's Creek, okay?
Oh, I've watched tons of that.
And
it's a funny show. It is exactly what many people want in this world right now, which is a dumb sitcom that with little I think they're 30 minutes.
Yeah.
They're mm-hmm. they're funny. They have absolute funny moments. It's also, you know, a sitcom in the purest sense. It's just nonsense.
So it's fluff.
Little life moments of these people who've right. I mean, I don't know. Am I missing?
I don't
something?
Know. I haven't watched
that's exactly
it.
Exactly it.
I haven't watched it, but it just broke every record for how many Emmys a show wins. It beat The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel, which currently held the record, and it's over. Right, this the sixth season is the end. So they say it went out on a high note. It did exactly, you know, and everyone was talking about it on Saturday. I'm like, okay, well, I'll put that on the damn list because. there's a zillion shows, and yet I can never find anything to watch. It's really weird.
Yeah, well, that
a million
show,
shows.
I think you'll like it, but I don't think it's the kind of show. I think it's the kind of show like you go, I got a few minutes of TV time, and I don't want to think about anything. There's a show.
Yeah.
Boom. Play that.
I like shows like that.
There you go.
You know, where I genuinely laugh and they're clever, but they're not like impactful on my life. I don't want to have anything that's like, it's the opposite of watching Handmaid's Tale. Like,
right.
You just, you know, it's excellent. The show is absolutely great. But
yeah, Handmaid's
God,
is
I feel
like,
depressed.
You need a deep breath before you press play and you sort of got to shake it out. Like, okay, this is going to be a downer.
Right. Even the way they shoot that, it seems grayed out, you know, like everything about it is depressing.
It's
so, you know,
awful. Yeah.
But what a great show.
I fell off it.
Oh, the, did
yeah.
You?
I'll get back to it when times are a little. I've gone through a patch here in 2020. I mean, even people in 2020 have said to me, dude, your 2020 is way worse than mine. It's just been rough. So yeah. I'm looking forward to easier times and then I'll be able to put that on and maybe get through that thing, but it's not easy watching.
Well, Handmaid's Tale, right. You're saying that your life needs to improve significantly before you start watching depressing things.
Just yes.
I see. Got it.
Absolutely.
So I can see why Schmidt's Creek would be appealing.
Sure.
I'm going to, I guess that has moved to the top of the list now, especially after I saw the Emmy news. We'll also talk a little bit today. I'm not going to get into the nuts and bolts of it and the implications ongoing, but Ruth Bader Ginsburg passed on Friday.
Oh, that was a big thing
that,
on Friday.
She's
an important lady for, I think, every woman.
Mm-hmm.
So you could see the posts were clearly...
Oh, it was everywhere.
From a lot of admirers. And that's,
it's soul crushing because of what is going to happen. And they're going to get to seat a third conservative on the, I mean, and of course, this woman lost her life, you know, after service to her country all these years and fighting for women's rights. It boils down to, oh boy.
Well, I think the worst part of it, if I don't really want to end here, but the worst part of it is that she clearly knew the implications of her passing as well and was hanging on for dear life to get through the election.
Yep.
And couldn't, obviously. You know, I mean, sometimes your will is not enough.
No. Well, sure, it can help, but it's definitely, you know, also a cancer. It's coming for everyone, huh?
I guess.
So we'll talk about that a little bit, and then the virtual Emmys. And oh man, and I actually have I got a thing you got to decide like right off the bat.
Great.
Yeah,
I'm ready.
That should be fun. I actually feel like an injustice was done, and I wonder what you will think.
Okay, well let's start on that note. Let's start.
KLLC, KLLC HD1, San Francisco. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. We will be right.
Sarah. And Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.